Your taxes hold the key.
Taxpayers, we're counting down to tax day. Only 19 days to go, and Tax Administration Jamaica continues to assist you in filing your income tax returns before the March 15 deadline through the Special Taxpayer Assistance Program. Business persons and self-employed individuals island-wide are encouraged to make use of the free tax support sessions, which are geared towards assisting you with filing your final income tax returns for 2016 and your estimated returns for 2017. Remember to take along your income and expenditure statement. A schedule of the free tax sessions, as well as forms, schedules, and instruction booklets, are available on our website at jamaicatax.gov.jm. For further information, call our customer care center at 1-888-TAX-HELP or visit our website at jamaicatax.gov.jm. This has been your Tax Tip in 60 Seconds, brought to you by the Tax Administration.
On this week's Get the Facts, we tell you how to attain Jamaican citizenship. There are several benefits to becoming a Jamaican citizen. Citizenship can allow persons to work without a permit, acquire Jamaican passport, vote in Jamaican elections, and receive social benefits, among other advantages. Director of Citizenship at the Passport, Immigration and Citizenship Agency, PICA, Carol Saunders-Hammond, says there are several categories of persons who can apply for citizenship.
We have persons applying for citizenship who are descendants of Jamaicans. We have persons who are the spouses of Jamaican nationals. We have Commonwealth citizens who apply for registration as a citizen of Jamaica, non-Commonwealth citizens who apply for naturalization, and persons who were born in Jamaica but unfortunately were not registered at birth, and there is no process available for them at the Registrar General of Jamaica. As a last resort, they come to us for the minister to certify them as a Jamaican because their citizenship is in doubt.
Applications for citizenship by descent has a normal processing time of 25 working days, and all other applications are processed over a 24-month period. For persons whose citizenship is in doubt, their application must be submitted in writing, giving them an opportunity to share their story since there would be no prior records. For those born in Jamaica but who may not have acquired a birth certificate and are seeking citizenship, there should be proof of unsuccessful attempts made to get a birth certificate from the Registrar General's Department. The application process varies based on the circumstances under which a person is requesting Jamaican citizenship. For citizenship by descent, persons must present the birth certificate of the parent or guardian who is Jamaican. Depending on the number of generations between that Jamaican and the person who is now asking to be certified as a citizen, all the birth certificates must be provided so that lineage can be established. A verifiable ID is also needed, and once lineage is established, a certificate will be granted.
For spouses of Jamaican nationals, they are required to complete the gazetted forms in duplicate, supported by the marriage certificate, the birth certificate of the Jamaican spouse, their own birth certificate, and photo IDs. We also ask them for a recent police record if they are not living in Jamaica. We ask only for the police record from the country in which they last lived, as well as we look into our own database here if there is anything on that person.
Director of Citizenship at the Passport, Immigration and Citizenship Agency, PICA, Carol Saunders-Hammond. For non-Commonwealth persons interested in being Jamaican citizens, their process of naturalization would involve them living in Jamaica for 5 years and having multiple recommendations from Jamaican citizens by birth. For costs, forms, and more details on applying for Jamaican citizenship, visit PICA's website at pica.gov.jm, call 754-7422, or visit an office near you. That's it for Get the Facts this week. I'm Twyla Whelan. Join us again next week for more.
Residents of Yalas and surrounding areas, the PICA Mobile Passport Service is coming to your area. Come and apply for your passport on Tuesday, February 28 from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Yalas High School in St. Thomas. 3-day express service will be offered alongside our regular 7-day service. No cash will be accepted. You can make payment using debit or credit card or manager's check. PICA Mobile Passport Service, Tuesday, February 28, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Yalas High School in St. Thomas.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.